And let's check sports this morning for you. First, let's recap wrestling from the weekend. Sectional wrestling meets held in 1A and 2A here locally this weekend. In a Class 2A sectional meet over at ADM, it was Atlantic Cam winning the meet. They scored 240.5 points, good for first place. Harlan, the runner-up, 185.5 points. For Atlantic, they had 7 wrestlers qualify for the districts this weekend, including 5 sectional champions. Those champions including Chase McLaren at 126, Kale Roller at 160, Drake Roller at 170, Zach Stork at 195, and John McConkie at 285. Also runners-up, Cole Hansen of Atlantic Cam at 113 and Carter Cox at 120. They advance as well into Saturday's district meet. Harlan qualified 6 wrestlers in all to move on. 2 of those were sectional champions on Saturday. Also in a 2A meet held at Shenandoah Saturday, Creston Orion Maxburg was an easy team winner with 280.5 points. They also captured 8 of the 14 weight classes. They had 8 individual champions and 3 runners-up as they'll advance the 11 wrestlers into the district meet this weekend. Red Oak was the runner-up, and they'll advance as a team into the dual regionals this week. They had 7 qualifiers, 2 champs and 5 runners-up moving on. Also locally, Bedford Lennox had 3 qualifiers advance into the districts this week. Shenandoah 3, Clarinda 2, Southwest Iowa has a couple as well. Also in those 1A meets around the region at Riverside High School in Oakland on Saturday, it was Riverside narrowly winning the team title with 174 points. Trainer with 173, the runner-up. Both those teams move on in duels. Underwood at 167 was third. St. Albert, Tri-Center, Clarinda Academy, East Mills round out the rest of the field. For Riverside, they had 4 qualifiers advance. They were all sectional champions. Tatum Blummel at 120, Otis Macheka at 170, Denton Hendricks at 220, and Coy Maher at 285 all won their titles Saturday for Riverside. Trainer advances 3, including 1 champion. Underwood has 7 advancing, including 5 sectional champs. St. Albert 3, Tri-Center 4, Clarinda Academy 4, and East Mills has 3 moving on. Also at Adair Casey Guthrie Center on Saturday, it was Panorama with 235 and AHSTW 191.5 advancing into this week's dual regionals. For Panorama, they had 8 qualifiers, AHSTW with 4. West Central Valley had 6. They were 3rd. ACGC has 6 qualifiers. They've placed 4th. Southwest Valley with a couple of qualifiers was 5th. Griswold and Exira EHK both had a qualifier as well. Among the local qualifiers from that sectional meet Saturday, the district champs include Easton Benson of ACGC at 106, Tegan Lundquist of Southwest Valley at 126, Logan Sherman of ACGC at 145, Gabe Pauly of AHSTW at 160, Eric Jorgensen of AHSTW at 182, and Cade Sewer of ACGC at 220, all moving on as sectional champions. Runners-up that advance include Joel Sampson of AHSTW at 106, Blaine Beeler of ACGC at 113. At 120, Zachary Fees of ACGC, Gabe Rowley of ACGC at 126, Sean Swain of Griswold at 132, Joel Becerra of AHSTW at 145, Cole Bruns of Exira EHK at 170, and also Bryce Newton of Southwest Valley at 220, all move on as sectional runners-up. Also in a meet held at Logan Magnolia High School, it was largely Loma and Missouri Valley dominating that meet. Logan Magnolia with 254.5 points, the champions, and they moved 10 qualifiers into the districts, including 4 sectional champs. Missouri Valley at 241.5 points was second. They have 8 qualifiers moving on, including 7 sectional champions. West Monona Whiting had 1 qualifier. They placed 3rd. Woodbine was 4th with 1 qualifier. Audubon had a couple of qualifiers as they placed 5th as a team. Jake Soll wins at 182, and Isaiah Taylor is the runner-up at 285 for the Wheelers. Coon Rapids Bayard moves 2 on, Maple Valley 3, and West Harrison 1 from that sectional meet. The district meet's coming up this Saturday. Now, the top 2 teams in each of those sectionals on Saturday advanced to the dual team tournament, which is tomorrow night at a number of locations. Atlantic Cam will be hosting one of those dual meets in Class 2A. In the semifinal round, Atlantic Cam will face Harlan, and Red Oak will face Humboldt. The winners face off for the chance to go to the dual state team tournament. 6 o'clock is when those matches get underway tomorrow night at Creston. Creston Orient Maxburg faces Winterset, and Webster City will wrestle Ballard. Also in 1A meets at Logan Magnolia tomorrow night in the semifinal round, Loma will wrestle Riverside, and Panorama faces AHSTW with the winners battling for the state. And at Missouri Valley tomorrow night, Missouri Valley will wrestle Trainer. Westwood will wrestle Woodbury Central. Those winners will tangle to see who gets to go to state as well. Another wrestling note, the Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund has presented a check of $1,000 to the Atlantic High School Athletics Department. That donation was to help pay for a spotlight to be used by the Atlantic CAM Wrestling Program. The Trojans host the district team duels Tuesday night, and they'll use that spotlight during that event. The Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund raises all of its funds during their annual golf tournament, and this year's tourney set for Saturday, August 12th. Also on Saturday in high school postseason action, Atlantic had state qualifiers in five different events after the district swimming meets on Saturday, Atlantic swimming at Johnston. Damon Miller qualified in two individual events with the 12th fastest time in the state in the 200 freestyle, a minute 45.76. He clocked the 11th overall in the state in the 100 freestyle at 47.68 seconds. Junior Nick Landis had the 22nd fastest qualifying time at 56.3 in the 100-meter backstroke. Atlantic also placed 21st overall in the 200 freestyle relay with a time of 1:31.12, and they were 22nd in the state in the 400 freestyle relay, 3:21.41. The 200 and 400 relay teams were identical, with Eric Weezer, Jacob Redler, Nick Landis, and Damon Miller making up those squads as they get ready for the state swimming championships. Also recapping some Saturday basketball for you, locally in high school girls hoops from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Shenandoah edging Exira EHK 64-60. Denison beat St. Albert 59-31. Lewis Central over Ralston 74-32. Harlan beat Sioux City West 62-47. From the Rolling Valley Conference, Glidden-Ralston over Coon Rapids Bayard 56-33. And in the Corner Conference, Sydney beat Omaha Christian Academy 68-18. In Saturday boys basketball, from the Hawkeye 10, St. Albert beat Denison in a marathon. Five overtimes it took for the Falcons to win it, 89-85. Kemper Catholic beat Bishop Heelan Catholic 70-55. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Glidden-Ralston outscored Coon Rapids Bayard 70-66. Corner Conference action, Sydney over Omaha Christian Academy 52-48. In the Pride of Iowa, Pleasantville beat Bedford 55-51. Well, in top 25 men's college basketball on Sunday, actually, it wasn't top 25, not quite yet anyway, as the Iowa Hawkeyes broke open a close game. They take command in the final minutes, posting an 81-70 victory over Nebraska. Hawkeyes had 22 assists on 27 baskets as they won their third straight game.
And then the other stat you look at is, you know, we gave up 58% in the first half, and we're up two. So we had to come out in the second half and grind defensively way better than we did in the first half. So we hold them 32% in the second half. So that was really the difference in the game.
Iowa's done a better job. That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, by the way. Hawkeyes have done a better chance of taking a better job of taking care of the ball lately, as they committed only 11 turnovers. Nebraska had a 41-33 rebounding advantage, but the Huskers made only 3 of 20 from three-point range.
They finished us off. I mean, that's when it was still a chance, I think, with 4 whatever. We missed an open 3 to cut it to 2. They didn't miss their open threes, and that's the difference in some games. And I thought it was a very even game for a long time. Thought we did a lot of things right, but at the end of the day, Iowa finished us off late. That's what a good team does.
That's Husker coach Tim Miles. Jordan Bohannon led Iowa with 15 points as the Hawkeyes improved to 6-5 in the Big Ten. The Huskers dropped to 4-7. In the top 25, 10th-ranked Wisconsin gained sole possession of first in the Big Ten Conference, a game ahead of 17th-ranked Maryland. They can also expect to zoom up the poll following losses by 6 of the top 10 on Saturday. Ethan Happ had 20 points. The Badgers are 9-1 in the conference. They beat Indiana 65-60. The other top 25 game of the day involved ACC schools. 12th-ranked North Carolina, 15th-ranked Florida State, both were winners. Tar Heels go to 9-2 in the conference, beating number 20 Notre Dame 83-76. The Seminoles, a 109-61 rout of Clemson. Well, Tom Brady's record 5th Super Bowl win was his finest. New England star quarterback earned game MVP honors, leading a comeback from a record 25-point deficit for a 34-28 win over Atlanta in the first Super Bowl that went to overtime. James White scored the game winner from 2 yards out on the only possession of the extra period, as New England scored the final 31 points of the game. Brady was named the MVP in the game as he connected on 43 of 62 passes for 466 yards and two scores. Atlanta quarterback Matt Ryan was 17 of 23 for 284 and a couple of scores a day after being named the NFL MVP. That's a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.